Josiah, did I see you dance? Josiah, dance, guys. Josiah, come on, bring it up and dance. Oh, okay. Okay, my goal is to get you to dance by the end of this year for everybody. That's my goal. Okay. What's up, everybody? Oh, wow. What's up, everybody? I am the Emanate... Whoa. I can't speak this morning. I'm the junior high director. My job is to speak, and I can't speak this morning. I'm sorry. So I'm the junior high director. My name is J.D. Kolodzinski, and just to go on the record, I don't have a birthday, okay? No birthday. Just kidding. Good job guessing my age, by the way. I don't know how you did that. But anyway, got all good with offering? Okay, give it up for Hannah for doing announcements. Yeah, Hannah, fun fact, she used to nearly, die trying to come up on stage, and now she's doing announcements, so that can only be God. Also, I just want to say, you guys are so awesome, all the testimonies you shared. One person shared one, and you all were like, God did something in my life too. And honestly, anything that's good in our lives is because of God. So you could say, I woke up this morning, or I could say, my car made it to church and didn't blow up. Thank you, God, right? So today, we're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to get to know each other's, get to know your small groups. You're going to get to know the other people in your grade. But first, we got to talk about what is this place? What is this place you have found yourself in on Sunday morning? What's it called? Community. Good News Church. What is this? Emanate Junior High. What's that about? What's Emanate Junior High about? So we got to talk about that, because what if someone is like, tell me about your youth group, and you're like, I need to tell you guys what Emanate Junior High is all about, so you guys can be like, well, let me tell you what Emanate Junior High is about. So this is a place just for you guys. Every single one of you. Okay, there's some high schoolers in here. I got to say real quick, high schoolers that are in here, I love you guys so much, but please help. Please help. If you don't help, you're out of here. Like umpire, you know, like you're out. Okay, no, okay. Well, and then junior hires, watch those high schoolers. So, Emanate Junior High is a place that's just for junior hires. You guys can come down here and you could say, this service is all for me. This is all about me. This is my place as a junior hire. I'm going to get messages that are for me. I'm going to get small groups that are made for me. And it's going to be junior high styled. Before we had junior high, you guys had to go up to main service on Sunday. And you guys were like, those are big words. So now you come down here and Emanate Junior High, and we put things in your language. We say things like lit. That's not a thing anymore. And we say things like, let's get hype, you know. So we try to speak in your language. I'll try to keep up with you guys. But, I tell you guys what, there's a new trend every day. So I can't keep up that fast. Probably if a new trend happens, I'll get there, in a month. I'll be like, yo, guys, it's lit. And you guys are like, lit's dead. What are you doing? So I'll do my best. But okay. So Emanate Junior High is a place for you guys to have a community. So this is a place where you guys can come down, and this is like your home. This is your place to be yourself. Pay attention. This is your place to be yourself. This is your place to figure out who you are. This is your place where you could say, this is where my small group is, and this is where my family is. This is where I bond. This is where I talk to people about Jesus. This is where I tell people, hey, I'm not doing so great in school. Can you pray for me? Or, hey, something happened with my friend. Can you give me advice? You can go up to your small group leader and be like, hey, Dylan, man, life is tough. What do I do? And you're like, read your Bible. And you're like, oh, read my Bible. And then he's a great small group leader. So you got, Dylan, come bring that special thing up. Drake? Oh, I don't know if I trusted to get up here. I'm kidding. I trust you, Drake. Okay. So it's a flashlight. It's a flashlight. Don't worry. No one's going to get shot. Okay. So you guys might be wondering why the word Emanate for our name. Maybe we're just one of those youth groups. We just want a cool name, you know. Oh, yeah, Emanate, you know. Maybe we're just like, oh, yeah, all right, that's a cool name. We chose that. No, we chose that because God moves in this church. Do you guys know that God moves in this church? You guys know that God moves a lot here in this church? So God told us, name your youth group Emanate, because there's so much good stuff here that we got to put it out. We got to take it to other places, just like this flashlight. So this flashlight, the definition of emanate is to, okay, Google needs to change their definitions because they do not make sense. But emanate means to spread out from a source. There was like parentheses with like five different options. So I was like, what? Just pick one. So emanate means to spread out from a source. So I have this flashlight. So this flashlight emanates light and emanates light. Emanate, 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 emanate. Okay. Now I just broke that word, but emanate, 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 emanate. Okay, so this flashlight emanates out light. I'm just going to blind all the people in the front row. This flashlight's emanating light to you. Oh, Andre's getting me back. Okay, yeah, it's bad, but this is the best I had. Okay, so do you guys get what emanate means? It means to take that, basically that light. Jesus calls us to be the light of the world. So take that light and put it somewhere else. How good would a flashlight be if the light shined inwards, right? Like, what would it do? You'd be like, is this thing working? It's lighting itself up. So the point of what God does here is so that it can go outside the church, so that you guys can hear a really good message and you can tell your friends about it. Or you guys can read a really powerful Bible verse and you can tell your friends about it. Or you worship and you're like, oh my gosh, God gave me this really good word. And then you go tell your friend, do you know that God speaks? So emanate, what we're all about here is taking that good stuff that God gives us, taking that the biblical truths he gives us, taking the power, the Holy Spirit he gives us, and taking it outside those doors. That's what emanate's all about. Because if we just received every week and something really good happened and we just kept it inside, we'd be like that flashlight that shines inwards. Does it serve its purpose if it does that? Jesus called us to be the light of the world. He called us to be the light of the world and go out from where we're at. So, okay, so this is what we have a mission statement that I'm going to tell you guys about. This is what we're all about. Say, all about. This is what we're all about. Can you throw the mission statement up there? Okay, so there's three things that we're all about. When I say one of the big words, you put up. So if I say encounter, you go one. If I say equip, you go two. And then I say engage, you go three. Okay, ready? You guys ready? A place where all youth can encounter God, be equipped as followers of Jesus, and engage their world. So there's three parts, a place where all youth can encounter God, be equipped as followers of Jesus, and engage their world. So that's a lot. That's a lot. But it really comes down to encounter, equip, engage. So encounter God. So if we start with encounter, we encounter the powerful, life-giving presence of the Holy Spirit by looking for him in every moment. We have expectation for the radical, the impossible, believing that God can move supernaturally through anyone at any time. Say anyone. Does that mean that God can move in you, Wilbert? Does that mean that God can move in you, Josie? Anyone. So believing God can move supernaturally through anyone at any time. Does that mean that God can move through your friends? Yeah. So next, we are equipped by God. We're equipped by God to be disciples of Jesus, intentionally growing in the truth of the gospel and building genuine community through small groups. So like I said, this is your community. So you come here to be equipped. You come here to learn about the Bible. You come here and you're like, Dylan, my friends are giving me trouble. Tell me what to do. And Dylan, it's like, you need to pray. So we are equipped by God to be disciples of Jesus, intentionally growing in the truth of the gospel and building genuine community through small groups. You guys are going to love your small groups. You guys are going to absolutely love it. It's going to be a family by the end of the year, and you're going to be like, I never want to leave. And honestly, the ninth graders can tell you that. They don't want to leave, right? You guys are still here. Yeah, you guys don't want to leave. So my hope is that you guys genuinely love your small groups, that you guys genuinely build community, because we want everybody here to feel like they belong. So that's what equip is all about. And then finally, engage. We take every opportunity to engage our world with the powerful love of Jesus. We have predetermined that we love and welcome anyone before we've ever met. Let me tell you, if you love someone before you've met them, that's got to be Jesus, right? If you love someone and you've never even talked to them, you don't even know what they like, that's totally Jesus. So we take every opportunity. Say every opportunity to engage our world with the powerful love of Jesus. If you try to engage your world with your love, you're going to run out of love, because like, you don't got that much. Like, Like, you're just like, I got a little bit of love. But if you take every opportunity to engage the world with the powerful love of Jesus, you're going to see your schools changed. You're going to see your household changed. Let me tell you, I took the powerful love of Jesus to my non-believing family, and their hearts have been changed. They're not the same people because I took that opportunity. So I want to ask you guys, what's your opportunity this year? What's your opportunity to engage your world? And I like that. I like that. Our world. Our world. Because Aaron, your world's different than mine. Anna, your world's different than mine. We got to all engage our world. We all got to go to our world and tell them about Jesus. Because if all of us go to all of our worlds, what's going to happen? The whole world gets reached by Jesus. Everybody stand up. Stand up. We're going to do something silly because that was a lot of information. So take your right arm and just go. Make that noise. All right, take your left arm and go. Okay. Do you guys feel better? Yes. Okay, you guys can sit down. That was a lot of information. One of the sixth graders, tell me what the three E's are. Yes. Toby? Did you freeze? Okay. Elena? Encounter. Good job, Elena. Woo! All right. So we have a verse that this is what we're all about here in M&A. Can I get some leaders to help me out with this next illustration? And then once they're up here, okay, I need Keegan, can you help me out? Yeah, here. It's going to fall on my hand. Yeah, Brennan, you can.
I'll take the first one.
Shh. Everybody, all people here need a candle. Wait, no. Don't light it yet. Okay, come over here, Brennan. You're standing right next to me. All right, Hannah, will you go on the far end? The far end. Thank you. Okay. Okay, so Acts 1:8. Okay. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses. You guys will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, to the ends of the earth. Okay, so you guys are probably like, I've never been to Jerusalem. Where's Judea? What's Samaria? Okay, so for you guys, you guys will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in your school, in Omaha, in Nebraska, and to the ends of the earth, okay? So that's you guys' place. That's where you guys go. So you will receive power. So, Brennan, can you get the lights out? Brennan, can you light this? Yeah, it's dangerous, but you will receive power. I have received, hey, I need you guys to listen. It's cool, but I need you to listen. So you receive power. Shh, guys, come on. So Jesus gives us the power of the Holy Spirit. God comes down and gives us the power of the Holy Spirit. And I become a candle that's on fire. You guys are the candle. You become on fire. And you take that and you say, you know what? I don't want to be an inward flashlight. I don't want to be a candle that just lights itself. I want to take that to my school. So then you take it and you tell your friends, do you know about the power of Jesus? And then your friends take it. And then we start to reach Omaha. And then as your friends take it to their friends, you start to reach Nebraska. And then as Nebraska takes it to other states, we start to reach the United States. And then we reach all of North America. And finally, we reach the whole world. Now, leaders spread out. Leaders spread out a little bit. Spread out a little bit. Go to that far over. Look at this. Look at how we're lighting up the room. Look at how we're changing the way this room is. Look at this. Look at this. You guys can see now. This is what Jesus called us to do. All right, you guys can blow out your candles. All right. Keegan, will you take all the candles? Shh. Okay, so just give that to Keegan. So did that make sense to you guys? Shh. Okay. So you guys can come here. Hey, guys. Let's get serious for a second. So you guys can come here every single week. You could come to M&A Junior High every single week. Shh, guys. Hey, please try to be mature, okay? So you guys could come here every single week. You could take your candle. During worship, you could hold it up to God and say, God, light my candle. Holy Spirit, come fall on me. Holy Spirit, come light my life. And that candle can light. And then you can leave, and you can just put your candle on and be like, okay, that was good. I got some heat. I got some light. I feel better. Like, I feel better. Or you can take your candle, you can take that light to your school, and you can start to tell people about Jesus. You can take every opportunity to engage your world. You can start to tell people how great Jesus is and light other candles. And then when you tell someone, they're going to tell someone else. When someone told me about Jesus, I told someone else. And then when I told someone else, they told someone else. And now it's just this chain reaction. So if you take what you have, you actually take it with you, you actually emanate that light, actually let other people see that light. Because let me tell you guys, that light is for you, but it's also for others. God blesses you so you can bless others. So you guys can, you can come here every single Sunday and just, all right, this is just for me. Or you could take it and be like, you know what? Whatever I get here, I want to give out. Whatever I get here, when JD preaches to me, I want to preach to my friends. When I worship, I want to tell my friends about worship. When God gives me a word, when God speaks to me, I want to speak that to others. Because if the God of all creation is going to speak to you, let me tell you, that word's way bigger than you. And you can't keep that to yourself. That's selfish. So you guys, I'm going to encourage you, if you're going to be an M&A Junior High, live emanate, live that giving out, live that light. Okay, that was our serious moment. Thank you. Okay, so, be respectful, please. So, we have messages, and I talked about how we have a small group, and I talked about how we emanate. But you know what else we do in M&A Junior High? We have fun! Yeah? Okay, Dylan, come on up. It's time for some games.